All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay. Also, apparently, Merlin Olsen has just retired. Rajon Rondo? What? So let me get into this. And listen, I watched. I said this to Tony yesterday, Rico. I'm watching Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark. I said to you 2 weeks ago, I go, there's one women's college basketball game I'd ever watch. And it was the storylines. I mean, Kim Mulkey's a nutcase. And Angel Reese is this villain who talks a lot of bleep, backs it up. She's a fabulous player. Caitlin Clark is Steph Curry, essentially, shooting from 40. But it wasn't the game. It was the post game. Look, the game was actually pretty good. And then Caitlin Clark went nuts in the third quarter. And you go, all right, well, that's that.
Yeah, once Reese went down with the ankle injury, she was never the same.
But it was the post game that bothered me. Because what I cannot stand in today's society, and this is why I dislike basically all athletes. Like, I like sports. I don't have to like the athletes. Male or female, I don't discriminate. Angel Reese did something that I see a lot in professional sports, and I can't stand it. See, you're all for doing whatever you want to do. But then, God forbid somebody criticizes you. You want to come out. And you want to play the victim. Oh, my life is so hard. Well, hold on a minute. Now, was that you doing the photo shoot? Was that you doing the can't see me John Cena thing? Was that you doing the ring thing? Was that Tierra. You putting a crown on the bench? Was that you waving bye-bye to a Middle Tennessee player? Was that you woofing at UCLA's bench? Is that you chronicling your life on social media? Is that you taking that money? Is that you really wanting that microphone in your face? See, if you want that, you have to take what comes with it, which is oftentimes toxic, gross, abhorrent behavior from the general public who hates their lives. Now, help me with this. So we wait until you lose a game to hear this. You've had a year to talk about this, and Lord knows every media outlet wants to hear from you, and Lord knows you do the interviews. Lord knows we've seen you everywhere.
Because her career is over, right?
No, she can come back. She can go to the WNBA.
Oh, she's got the, okay.
She can go wherever she wants to go and do whatever she wants to do. And she'd probably be the number two or three pick in the WNBA draft and make way more off the court than on. The point I'm making is, I see it in the NBA all the time. The NFL.
Because
all
you want the
players.
Lifestyle, Mike.
Well, no, that's fine. Then take what comes with it.
No, I don't want to take what comes with it.
Well, that's too bad.
This is a generation where you only want the positive and don't say mean things about me.
Well, then you can't leave the house in today's society. If you are a public figure, whether you do some dumbass job like we do, or whether you are the 0.01% of basketball players like Angel Reese, everyone deals with the same thing.
When you put things out there, people are going to comment. If you want to put what you had for lunch on social media, people are going to say, wow, really? That's all you could afford? I thought you could do this. And what about this? And what about that? You're begging people to come into your house.
Correct.
When you go and you put things and you do things. So it's funny until all of a sudden people have an opinion. And then you get, all of a sudden you're triggered and, oh, well, you shouldn't say this. Well, just avoid it. Don't put yourself out there like that. Because if you talk trash, you got to be able to take the trash when it comes back.
And here's the other problem. Professionally, I'll never listen to an athlete say it. I used to listen to college athletes say it, but here's the problem. College athletes, both male or female, it makes no difference to me. When you are a player like Angel Reese, you are the face of your sport. You are benefiting in a big financial way. You're a professional. You make choices. You know, no one forced you to carry a tiara around. Nobody forced you to disrespect your opponents routinely. And by the way, I'm way more like Angel Reese than this Caitlin Clark stuff. I like what Angel Reese does. I don't mind a good villain once in a while.
Right, but you can't sit here and be like, well, people are picking him. Like, well, Angel, you're
playing. No, because you know what it reminds me of?
That's what you want to play the role.
She reminds me of what Kevin Durant tries to get away with. And I can't take it. KD, you made
minus
choices.
Minus the burner accounts.
Right, you made choices. Live with them. Mm-hmm. All right? KD, you're a front runner.
Right.
KD, you haven't won anything on your own. KD, you have burner accounts because you're insecure. Just live with it.
Now, the death threats, nobody should get those.
Nobody should, but guess what? We all do.
But the fact of your game is, yeah, the trash talk. So guess what? Not everybody's going to like what you say. Not everybody's going to like what you do. And if you put it out there on social media, they're going to come back at you.
And
they're going to yell at you in the stands because you embrace that villain role.
Yes. So whether it's behaviorally, listen, I'm never going to sit here and defend the general public. The general public is grotesque. And when you hand them anonymity, where they can be davidschurch.com on a social medium, they can write whatever they want, and it's gross. Dude, hey, I'll tell you what, listener, why don't you take a look at the ticket text? It's real. Want to see Rico's socials? I'm sure they're not all beautiful. The point I'm making is,
hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
College athletes are young men and women. Well, if you want to live like a professional, then you have to deal with being a professional. What I don't need after last night, when you lose a game, is to go up there and talk about how hard it is when you've enjoyed nothing but the fruits of your labor and the bright lights and the spotlight and all it provides to you for the past 12 months.
Yeah, because here's the thing. It probably would have had a little more juice if you would have came out after the national title game and said, hey, guys, let me tell you, I didn't say anything all year because I didn't want to take away from the team. We've won, but here's a little peek behind the curtain. But right, when you do it after you lose, it loses a little bit of the punch.
But this is where it's all changed for me. I have a hard time feeling the sympathy I used to feel for college athletes when they were just college athletes. See, when you want to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated and you get paid all this money and you have all these endorsements and you live this life, it's like, all right, you're a pro. I'm going to treat you like a pro. Do you know what I never listen to? Pros cry. I ain't having it. I have no time. I don't need to hear it. Like when Russell Westbrook talks about being disrespected by some mother of four and she called him a bitch and he flips out. Or that was KD. Russell Westbrook the other night is getting into it with a fan wearing a balloon hat. Really? Russ, you got 200 mil in the bank. Guy is wearing a balloon as a hat. Life is not going a good direction. Just, hey, man, great. You know what I mean? I would like to know where people are at with it. Because this is not just about Angel Reese. Angel Reese, it's because it was last night. I'm saying in general. Why do we accept athletes getting to play the victim when they've had everything their way every step? That I don't get.
Well, for some, it's fun to play the role until all of a sudden the role's not popular.
Oh, until you got to deal with what the role commands.
Mm-hmm.
Angel, you like being the villain. And no, I don't think it's disrespectful. I don't think it's racist. I don't think it's out of order. When you mock your opponents, when you celebrate their demise, when you woof their bench, like you're doing a Dennis Rodman. That's what the role is.
Right. Now, here's the thing. Here's where the racist stuff comes in, because then it's like, well, how dare you? I mean, you had the LA Times writer write the, you know, basically he had to apologize because he said that they were evil and they were bad and it was good versus evil because look at LSU. And it's like, whoa. Take a look at what you're writing. Why are they evil? Because for some, how dare Angel Reese, this black woman, say something about Caitlin Clark, who right. is straight from Iowa. She is the epitome of white woman.
And no one cares. She's the biggest whiner in the sport.
She is.
She's a complete pain in the ass.
The fact that her father had to tell her to shut yes! the F up and play.
Right, because she's just like Steph, constantly working the officials. I would love to know. And I fully admit my relationship with college sports has really changed. And my relationship with professional sports, it has changed. In that, like, these athletes now, it's not just making money, it's crazy. And they want to play the victim every time things don't go their way. I can't do it. I saw that postgame. Now, the game was largely entertaining. And Angel Reese had a better first half than Caitlin Clark.
First half. And then when Angel rolled her ankle, it was 45 all at halftime. And then, yeah, you could tell she was injured.
There's just certain things you need to tell your family. You need to tell your support system. You need to talk to your pastor. Do whatever you need to do. You know who doesn't need to hear it? The general public.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the general public doesn't want to hear about what you have going on or what I have going on. It doesn't matter. 2 p.m. hits. Entertain mm-hmm. me, funny man. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's what we do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.